In Italy tonight, everyone is eating the same thing for dinner. In a story of cheese and reclamation, we begin with the man who drew our attention to this great Italian moment, food writer Larry Olmsted, just back from a trip.
Well, it's Parmesan night in Italy, and they're trying a new thing where using the power of social media, they're trying to get people all throughout Italy to eat the same meal at the same time, sort of a virtual national sit-down dinner, but in people's own homes and to a lesser extent restaurants.
The reason for all this cheese bliss is a series of earthquakes earlier this year in the Parmesan region of Emilia-Romagna. The quakes toppled shelves of that world-famous cheese, which has aged for 2 years in giant, five-story-high warehouses.
Yeah, I mean, equivalent of an apartment building. When you go in there, you're just looking up at the roof of this huge warehouse, and it's nothing but cheese as far as the eye can see. And the wheels are always the same size. They're huge. They look like tires. They weigh 80-something pounds. Several hundred thousand wheels of cheese fell off the shelf during the earthquake. So, long story short, a lot of cheese hit the floor.
Tonight, in solidarity with the cheesemakers of Parma, Italians are letting their Parmigiano Reggiano, as they call it, hit the saucepan.
All the good stuff comes from Parma. Prosciutto di Parma, which I think everybody loves. A lot of Italy's most famous brands are based there. Barilla Pasta, which everybody knows. Pasta and sauce. Parmalat, which makes like the Pomi box tomatoes. All of this comes from Parma. They just have a centuries-old tradition of great food. But the key is the cheese, the king of cheese.
So the Italians turn to their king of chefs. Massimo Bottura's restaurant in Modena, Osteria Francescana, is one of the world's best. And he designed the recipe on Italian tables tonight, using that delectable, incomparable cheese. The dish is called cacio e pepe, pasta with cheese and pepper. Chef Massimo Bottura.
First of all, the name, cacio e pepe. Cacio e pepe is a classic dish from the Roman cuisine that usually serve with pecorino and pasta. But we decide to change and to get cacio e pepe reflect to my territorio, no?
Larry Olmsted, who just dined at Bottura's restaurant, notes how the chef reinterpreted a classic recipe.
He switched out the pasta for a risotto because northern Italy is rice-based rather than pasta-based. And then he switched the cheese, which would normally be a local Roman cheese or often pecorino. He substituted the Parmigiano Reggiano to sort of tie the whole country together in this one fairly simple dish.
To me, it's the iconic cheese of the Italian cuisine. I believe in this. I believe in tradition. I believe in quality of the food you eat.
Of course, even though by now most Italians have finished their dinner and are perhaps sipping a glass of Fernet, I had to give Chef Massimo Bottura's risotto a try. So I invited a couple of Italians over. They came all the way from Rome, a little jet-lagged.
Buonasera.
Che bella casa.
Ah, grazie.
You know Silvia Pagioli, NPR's senior European correspondent who came with her husband, Piero Benestasso. Well, pretty soon, I let Silvia take over the kitchen.
What is the secret of good risotto?
To constantly stir it. You can't abandon it, really. It's it needs constant care.
Ooh, this looks divine.
And a meal's not complete without a salute.
Let's all toast.
Chin chin. So,
viva cacio e pepe.
Cacio e pepe.
E viva il parmigiano.
Viva parmigiano reggiano.
And this is probably the best alternative. If you can't get over to Massimo Bottura's restaurant in Modena tonight, then make your own. Risotto cacio e pepe.
It's like a dream, you know. You close your eyes, you smell it, and you travel with your mind.
I'm doing that right now. A little American pun, grazie a million. We're very happy.
I hope so, because, you know, we look at you as an example of democracy, an example of nation. We say thank you to you too.
Well, we say it back, and the have a wonderful night.
Thank you very much. And it's going to be the bigger dinner ever.
You can see Chef Bottura's risotto from his restaurant, Osteria Francescana, at NPR.org. Salute! You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.